Can we talk about trying to get employed?
Please! Okay, wait. But did you see the post that Ionetta posted?
I retweeted it.
Guy, I saw it. I was like, I felt the pain. Yeah. I felt it in my heart. Because I was like...
That would make me afford Bow Street. Because what is...
Honestly!
What's going on?
Honestly! Because, okay, yes, I can appreciate an unpaid internship and unpaid... But money is necessary in this life, okay?
Can I just say that Nigeria is like one of the worst places to work in terms of money? Because everybody's well underpaid. Let's just start from there. It's okay that a whole graduate should be happy to find a job that pays over 100,000. Okay, in retrospect, it might sound like it's big money, but when you break down cost, I'm so sorry.
Honestly, it's not making sense.
Especially if you live alone. Seriously, it's like Bow Street. Bow Street is how much? I'm talking about Bow Street. I'm talking about transportation, feeding. You sometimes need to buy new clothes, you need to do your hair. Yeah. I'm not even talking about lashes and nails now. I'm talking about
that one is a different level.
That matter. It doesn't make sense. And which is why a lot of Nigerians take time before, well, let me just say privileged Nigerians, before they leave their parents' house, it takes time.
Yeah. It takes time because,
Well, not like Americans. Americans, they believe them at 18. Who are we to
18 to go and find their lives? They will travel to a whole different country, even. Where do you want to go? With what money?
Which money? Where's the money?
Do you know? I'm not even going to lie. You see that leaving your parents' house, Pete? I used to think, like, I used to want to do that, but then I used to think, like, where will I go? In this Nigeria, I want to leave.
Sure.
Where will I go? You know? And everything is calm here. Yes, okay, I want to be independent, but it's like, let me make a bit of money first before independence.
I'm so sorry, but people that can afford to leave their parents' house are very privileged. Like, in terms of the job that they have. Like,
yeah.
Good for you.
Like, amazing for you. I'm happy for you. I really am. Like, because to be fair, I'm not even going to lie, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. That's the goal, right? But right now, I'm working towards it.
Yeah. Do you know, even if I had money to leave, I feel like I would want to accumulate it. But by God's
grace. Exactly. Like, I was speaking with one of my friends. Like, at first, she wanted to move out, but she was like, let her first, like, save a bit of money first before she's able to, like, move somewhere else. Because she wants to move out, but she wants to actually, like, have, like some savings. So that if she moves out, she's not moving out to now continue struggling. Like, she's moving out knowing that, okay, I'm established.
Kind of, because it can be very overwhelming to move out.
Do you understand?
Like, no money saved, huh?
Oh,
hand to mouth, huh? Nah.
God forbid. No, you see that living hand to mouth here. Yeah. My dad actually speaks about it. Like, yes, okay, we want money, but not necessarily the money. Sometimes you think you have money here, but then you realize there are things to pay, this to pay. And then you're literally someone will literally be living hand to mouth. Like, what they give you is what is going into your mouth, and that's it. Like, you have no money for anything. And me, as a girl that likes luxury, us, that we like enjoyments,
I think it can't be just to look for how to increase your earning potential. Which is why I would even say a lot of Nigerians have master's degrees. races, non-Africans, they kind of stop at college. They don't, most people.
Do you understand?
But we know that it's tough out here. The competition
it's tough. Hard.
Which is why once you do your bachelor's, you're straight to your master's. And it's like, everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, Chika, a prime example. You do your master's. Everyone already has a whole master's. It's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I don't know.
No, I get you, man. Like, we understand that it's so competitive, like the workforce and everything, and we actually need to prove ourselves. from if it's not qualifications, it's we're doing, because I feel like even as Nigerians, we're very like, very much like, do, not necessarily hustle, but we're like, I need to do these things. And we're very proactive in the sense of what we need to do to show that we are, I mean, some capable. More than others, but to show that our capabilities, to show our how competent we are. And that's why we sometimes jump into masters, into PhD, into all these things, you know.
Employment, can I just say, the process to get employed is kind of ridiculous.
You see
the process,
death, I'm on the campaign of death to, you see all these assessments, all those assessments, coding assessments, all those nonsense coding assessments.
Sorry, because of what she said, coding, that's what I need. You know, I just knew that I could not code for a living. Like, coding is kind of, coding, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but it's like, you're
employed by someone and they're testing me on the spot to be typing code. Spot. No, thank you.
If and I'm do you know what?
Code, let me do my own startup because everything.
Thank you! Thank you! Because I'm not even going to lie. When I do coding assessments, I'm like, do I actually know code? It makes me feel like I know nothing. But all the school that I've been doing, but then coding assessment, I'm like, no. Nah, it's crazy. It's actually insane.
This assessment can make you feel very stupid if you're not.
Thank you!
Like, you have to always look in the mirror and be like, I'm a smart girl. Because every time you see the question, I feel like pressure also has a lot to do with it. Because you're seeing the question and you're just like, do I know this? You just realize that I think it's just the pressure from having to write a test to a job.
It is, honestly, it is. Because let me not even lie, yeah. I was doing this interview one time and like they didn't mention any single thing about any assessment or anything like that. But like, it's like you come there, they were asking you questions in relation to like the job or like just like questions in relation to like coding and stuff like that. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of preferred that one because it was like in the sports, you're just, it was very much in the sports kind of thing, right? Like they didn't tell you that you're getting these questions because it was just like an interview. So like they were just asking you like, oh, if this happened, da, 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 da. Then it reminded me of something that we did back in year three with React and JavaScript.
You know, and so, and I was like, but I get triggered hearing React native, Java, types, mobile-based technology. I think that's like a phase of my life like I don't want to go back to. I'm going to stick to my whole being in tech, but not actually doing the tech thing. Because what I tell
you, there's so many roles like that, you know.
The mental, should I say,
the mental strain. I'm so sorry. You see,
Cody is so crazy. It's so crazy. I remember. I think we always thought that you and I would become coders, because we were kind of let's just take the modesty. We're actually kind of good at it. But can I just say?
Can I just say, man?
No, I remember talking to Dr. Pius one day when I was still a student at the time. And it's the way he was like, is this something you really want? And I had to,
Sit back.
Initially, he was looking like, like, I mean, I'm good, you know, maybe this is just like, I'm with this, that's it. Once said, is this what you really want? Because you don't seem like you really want it. On Mother Day, I cried. I was like, I've been living a lie. I cried. I'm like, I'm living a lie. I don't like this. I had to tell myself that this is terrible. I don't like it. I don't like coding. You cannot pay me enough to code because
honestly, I'm not even gonna lie here. You see this project I'm working on, Omo. The mental somersault that I've had to do to figure out how to create this machine learning model. A machine learning model? What?
And you know, like, people say, oh, the money is good, but it's just something that money cannot buy.
No, because I'm just like, when the code is not working, the stress
it gives you. I think that's the thing. But can you just say that when you're doing coding for something that you like, it's a different thing. Like,
it's different.
When I was coding for my game, I really enjoyed it. I had minimal coding, which is crazy, because I think I had done a lot of research prior. And doing game development coding is, in comparison, it's kind of easier. I mean, it's hard to, but like these, just you just know what things are supposed to do, right? But there's some other kind of things like, It just, it sounds like babble. Like,
nah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, things like,
Guy, I had to explain that in an interview, you know. And do you know what had made me remember? Because the interviewer asked me, how do you... Guy, exactly. He asked me, how do you...
It's I don't know. I can't remember what it does.
Let me tell you how I remember. There was one evening, we were having an exam, Dr. Pius, next day. Yeah. And then it was when we were in, what was that hostel? Trezadale.
Okay.
So then... all the girls in my class, in our class, right? Was not I all there? Of them, but most of, and I don't think you were there, but most of them.
I don't study coding.
Most of them, like, we pulled an all-nighter. So I just remember, like, I spent, like, from 12 a.m. to, like, 6 a.m. teaching them this thing. But it was calm because I made sure to sleep, like, 3 hours before so I would be well-rested. Oh, but I remember we spent, like, hours. I had to teach them the thing, like, step by step, and it was so fun. It was fun because we were all together.
That's your point. It was fun for you.
Because why I was even able to remember is because I was teaching it, like, teaching and telling them. That definitely is what made it stay in my head. So now if you ask me how to do, like, I think, well, not necessarily how to do, but I understand what it is, right? So I was explaining that to them, and I was explaining to them how the code works. So it was just very interesting. Like, shout out to all the girlies. You guys are yourselves. Oh my days, Trezadel girls. It was fun. It was a fun day.
I didn't know saying that. I think at some point, because it's schoolwork, I had to get it. But it's just like,
yeah,
the errors that are erring here. No matter about how, I know people say that, oh, it can be one semicolon, you know, whatever. But no one talks about how when your grades are depending on it.
When your grades are the line.
The tears
you
are
can shed tears. Tears are coming out of your eyes.
You press, and what's that thing? When you run it, you run the code. And
it's just red.
Oh!
When I see red lines in my code, I'm just like, okay, where do I begin?
No, I think
because and especially when the error is like very vague, you'd be like, oh, this did it, and I'm like, why?
No,
I followed the instruction.
Time. I know how
exam time is true.
Exam time was not cute. Like, it's not a cute time for anybody. So imagine you've done an all-night exam, right? You're like, okay, I know how this code works, I know what I'm going to do, I enter this place, and then you've done everything right in your head, and then it's like 15 minutes to the end. Everywhere is red. Do you know what's crazy? That work can never be like that. Because when you're working, there's Google. You Google the problem.
Oh my days. No, but can I? I just want to. I don't know who created. Was Stack Overflow? Stack Overflow? Stack Overflow. The GitHub one. GitHub. God bless whoever made GitHub, man.
You know those tech support sites? Can I just
Tech support.
They're amazing.
You're helping the girlies and the boys.
Questions there, then you put your problems on there.
Those are the real heroes.
Yeah.
Because I have the same problem, but I wouldn't have known how to craft the question.
In 2018, 6th of March.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I did this to my code. I'm like, I did the same thing.
Oh, I relate so hard.
Girls in tech that actually do the tech work. Kudos.
Kudos to you guys.
Bye.
Okay, so for today. For today, a few days ago, Atinike and I were just talking. We're recording an episode, but there were issues, so we couldn't record. Then we just started having a conversation, as we do, because you know, we talk. Mm-hmm. And then I remember that I started listening. I hadn't listened to Ain't Shit by Doja Cat in a long time, and I listened to it, and I was just, we were now singing it together, and it was just like,
it was hitting different.
You know. And now I know we said we're not bashing men. We're not bashing men, no. We're bashing everybody. Because all of you are insane. Okay, not everyone, not insane. We're not bashing men.
No, they're all insane. Sorry. No. All of you are insane. Sorry. If you're listening because right now, you're insane. What? Sorry. Yeah, insane.
Especially you, okay. Especially all you human beings that are hurting my friends, all my girlfriends that'll be crying to me about all you guys that'll be hurting the, all of you.
Let's even break it down.
Crazy human beings. Because what do you mean? You're hurting my friend. She's giving you her heart, and you're mad human beings. I can't.
She has already summarized everything. But we're going to break it down real
quick. And all the girls too. All the girls that are hurting my guy friends, y'all are mad too. Because what do you mean? Let's get into it. Atinook, say your mind, and then I'll say mine.
Well, we're going to work with the case study. And this case study, I need everybody to analyze this thing very well and tell me if they think this is okay. So this is a story that my friend sent me about this guy and this girl, and basically they are hanging out, they're basically like a weird situation type thing, and she now blurts out that, oh, will you be my boyfriend? And this guy is just looking at her. And she's looking at him, and there's like an awkward silence. Mind you, they're close enough. Like, they hang out a lot. They're probably doing intimate things, but they're not a thing. Okay, now, mind you, I think at the time that happened, she was at his house. So she was spending the weekend at his house. And that whole weekend, so let's say that this thing happened on like a Friday. Saturday, Sunday was very awkward. She just had to go home. And then, let's just say a few months later, but mind you, this over the course of the few months to the next thing that happened, he wasn't texting her as much. He was really giving her like one-worded answers. He wasn't, you know, he was just not doing. I know how vibe changes when, like, something happens with a guy. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
I know what you're talking about.
The energy just shifts, and that's what happened. So, a few months later, this guy now texts her. I think they live in different states. And he's like, oh, can I spend the weekend at your place? I need to do some things in Lagos. And she's like, excited. She's like, yeah.
Maybe oh my days, no.
And you know, it's, she forgot everything that had happened that he was giving
her. This is the problem with the girlies. We forget. Okay, continue, sorry.
Okay, so she tells her friends, you know how we all tell our friends, like, oh my gosh, this guy's coming.
Yes.
They're not in support. They were like, this guy.
Of course.
He doesn't like you, like, man, like, let's just keep it a book. And maybe you shouldn't let him into your house. So when he came back to her house, he basically, I don't know, I think they started like doing intimate things, and I think she kind of stopped in the middle of it. Maybe they were kissing or something. And she was like, oh, so what are we? This guy had the audacity.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, let me read what she wrote. He said that we are pencils in the hands of the creator, something like that. You know, I think that is a super story.
Oh my days. That one is new.
Oh my God.
Wow. Pencils in the hand of the creator.
Sorry.
Are you in? What did she do next?
Mind you, I didn't add a lot of. I'm just talking about the important part because there were red flags everywhere. So he's obviously over the course of the time he's spending at a house, he's avoiding the topic of what are they and whatnot. So it was that when he was about to leave that he now says, "Well, I like you, but I don't like you like you." You know when a guy likes you, that's not how
he said that to her.
Obviously, he didn't say it like that.
No, but he said, still.
So it's along the lines of, I like you, but I don't have things for you the way I've had things for other girls in the past. Like, it doesn't feel like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
And
man.
Obviously, he has a rewrite. Like,
can I of course. Yes, it's okay.
That your actions are justified. Like, but you don't, what you don't do is take advantage of a girl that you know that really likes you.
Thank because, you. That's it.
Can I just say that? It's crazy because she knew. I feel like she saw this coming.
Obviously, she did.
You know, when a guy likes you, you know.
It's very obvious.
I mean, even if they are cheating, lying, if they like it, they like it. But even if they're doing other things, they still, you still just know, right?
Yeah.
But I think this is way worse than being cheated on, because there's a way I feel like if a girl, because now girls are very much more, should I say, open to telling everybody like them, or like before. Me, you can never catch me.
never again.
But I feel like now that girls are being more upfront and, you know, putting their hearts on their sleeve and saying, you know, I think I like you. If you know that it's not possible, like, you don't see this being a thing, like, just don't see her that way. I'm so sorry, can you just walk away
immediately? Thank you.
Immediately. Because you look like a good guy, but I'll tell you that you're actually crazy. You're crazy. You're staying there. You're taking advantage of the situation. You know she's being kind to you and giving you attention.
And he knows that she likes him. Obviously. He knows.
Obviously. And I'm just like, it's those sorts of things that make us call men trash. And it's like, what did we do? Like, it's not if we're cheating or like, but you're doing things like that.
Exactly.
You're keeping shots when your friends are molesters. Let's not even go there. You are we just learned that.
Now, but for real though.
Yeah, sharing pictures.
Bashing sharing nudes of the girls that you but let's actually talk about it, because that's a very interesting topic.
Like, there's something now, like that. They must seem very I'm not absolutely trash, but you're kind of trash.
Of course, because in that situation, like, it's definitely okay. Everyone has permission to like who they like. However, it's when you now know that this person likes you, guy or girl, regardless, and you're taking advantage of that fact for your own benefit. Yeah. That's when it's like trashy behavior. It's scary behavior.
It's ridiculous.
I just want to personally talk to all my girlies and boys, because this comes from my heart. Hmm. You see, as someone that has, I don't want to say that, but generally speaking, because I just feel like we need to start opening our eyes and our ears to these behaviors. I am so sorry. The red flags are red flags. They are not pink. They are not orange. They are not green. They are red. And they are there. What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
Chika,
because I know you have a lot to say.
Different ideologies with things.
Well,
there's either Chika and I were talking. And Chika is very quick to her friends. Now, this thing is bad. Okay, wait. But we...
Very much so.
We are very quick to be like, you know, what...
They will say, you know, they will say, you know, and try to convince me.
Like, I mean, this red flag is kind of pinkish. It's kind of orange. Let me
just kind of orange.
Sometimes you need to just go through it to get to the end of it. I need to say word. She doesn't believe in this ideology. But I'm telling you that sometimes, like I said, experience is the best teacher. If someone tells me that, this thing is looking real sketchy. But me, I'm already in this place where I feel like I'm seeing it in these very different lights. I'm like, this thing looks really good. Like, how can you tell me? Okay, fine. I see how it could be sketchy. But we can walk around it, right? That's the mindset that people have when they are in situations where a lot of red flags are involved. So sometimes you need to go through, because when you've reached that rock bottom, there's no going lower. Does that make
sense? Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
That never happened to you again, because you've seen it before and you felt.
But it's painful, man. Like, why do we need to experience pain?
You need to go through the pain so that you will not go through it again. Because
I hear that.
A while ago about heartbreak, that the later you experience heartbreak, the harder for you. So the earlier you do, just know that at least you've gone through it one time, and onwards it's going to be easier to be heartbroken, because I think that's very true. Very, very true.
I also think, like, once you have those experiences, you kind of you expect less when you're with people now. So instead of having all these rosy expectations that you had in the past, because you had these experiences that weren't so positive, you now understand that not necessarily that they have to be heartbreakable, but they didn't go the way you wanted them. So you understand now that it's different to what you think. It's not just everything is rosy and pink and lovely, even though that's all what we all want, but like, there's more to it than that. So I think if you do that earlier and you get that done earlier, as you go on later, it's like you're thinking more logically and you're choosing not to waste time. Maybe because me, I don't want to say I've had experience, but I've Not Let's that I've dated honest, like that. Sha.
You had experience. You had experience.
Because when all my friends come to me talking about, all, I'm just like, this situation is quite simple.
I mean, why are you with him? In theory.
Yeah, in theory. I know.
In theory. But it's not when you're inside. It's like, because trust me, I've seen things and I'm just like, you know, I know it looks bad in theory, but you're not here. You know what I mean? You know, it looks better than it sounds.
Oh, my days. So, gosh.
I don't know. I feel...
There was even one time, like, one of our friends was telling us about something that happened to her, right? And we were just, I was just shocked. I was like, so when she was telling us, right, I was just like, because we've been through this now. We spoke about this. We had
no. You have to keep going through it until it hits that. Oh my God, what have I been doing? Because it's just like.
But can I also just say? Because I'm that friend that will tell you this is what is going to happen. And
it usually happens.
And it usually does happen. So it's like, if you only listen to those friends that tell you this thing, because I'm never going to say
it's different when you go through yourself.
But I'm trying I understand that. I understand that experiences are the best teachers, but it's also like, those experiences, sometimes you could have avoided them. I'm talking for myself as well. Like, some of the things I've experienced, I could have avoided them if I just was more attentive and picked up the clues instead of just being like, this is nice, you know. Like, I'm not even gonna lie here. Like, there have been situations that I've been like, it's tempting. Like, I want to go on, but it's like, but what's the point? This is not going to get anywhere, plot. But it's tempting.
The girls that are doing it for the plot. I see you.
The plot? Because this girls are actually plot.
Very smart. No, I'm so sorry, but let's not act like we're dumb and foolish. A lot of us are smart. We know, but sometimes you just have to do things for the plot. Like, let's see where this is headed. Let's see what's going to happen. And, you know, I appreciate it, but I think there's a point in your life where you have to be like, I need to grow up. Not everything is about me, you know?
Exactly. And what exactly is this plot? Why must you end up in heartbreak at the end of the plot? Why?
So the plot is not a heartbreak. Like, the plot could be that, let's say, I don't want
to. Okay, let's give an instance. There's this girl, and she meets this guy, right? At first, it's going so well and everything. Mm-hmm. And okay, so let's say they live in Europe. So she lives in one city, he lives in another, and he's constantly, you know, paying to come and see her, coming to paying for her to see him. You know, it's going really lovely. However, the guy is not emotionally, invested. Like, he's just, it's only when he remembers you that he's like, okay, calm. But whenever you're texting him, he's only taking like weeks, he's taking like a week to reply, 3 days to reply. Always saying he's busy.
You'd be but gone.
When
you'd actually be gone.
Exactly.
A week to reply. Are you crazy?
But in that aspect, that's not bad, because it's like, if you're ready to accept that this person is just not, does not have the time for you, and you just, you don't mind that, okay. But if you want,
like, you're here for a good time and a long time.
Exactly. Like, I get that aspect, because you've already accepted that this person does not want to be, I'm not in it for this person. Like, we're not going for the long run. We're just, you know, having fun here and there. And plus, I get free trips and I get to have fun with a guy that I like, so it's fine. But if it's for like something you genuinely want to build with someone that is like long term, does it make sense to continue this plot? You know, like, I guess this whole, I get casual dating, like, it's calm, like, maybe not all of us do, but it's done. But it's like, at what point do you now say, okay, I want to establish something serious and stop wasting time with people that are not emotionally invested in me? Because we all deserve emotional attention.
When you keep talking to people that are emotionally available, and then sometimes, if it's something that happens on a constant, like, something that is constant, you start to see yourself as a problem. It's like, am I too needy and whatnot? And I just feel like you don't need that for your mental health. You need to start with people that actually like talking to you. Like, one thing I've always, like, a rule I've given myself is that with guys, when you're texting guys, like, it's not, there's never anything personal. If they're taking time to reply, you just so that you are in the brackets of taking time to reply. It is that they're, you know, and it's like, yeah, you just enjoy whatever spot you're in with them at the time and just take it as it is. And if it's that you guys stop talking, I mean, it's been fun, you know, like,
exactly.
I think the issue of not getting emotionally invested is like, you should only do that with someone that's in constant communication with you.
And someone that actually likes you, yes. Because and you like too, because genuinely speaking, people are doing or having or dating people that don't like them, because you can't tell me. Let me explain. Because you can't tell me.
I agree with you a lot.
Yeah, because you can't tell me that someone that likes you would not want to check up on you, spend time with you, be emotionally, even if someone is not originally emotionally invested, and you speak to them about it and they like you, they will make out the time. Stop being with people that don't like you. People are not listening to me, because I know you guys will still go and text, especially all my friends. You guys don't listen.
But it's boring when you don't text people that look. So I don't make that face.
No, because I, okay, continue.
Girls that do it, because I don't do it. I don't text girls that are just. I'm so sorry, but in my defense, I find them extremely boring, because
exactly
you are doing one line per 7-8 hours, and so I'm like, you're busy, or it's just
nobody is ever that, because even with friends, just, family, okay, like
that means it doesn't feel like that, so you move on.
And
like,
if I like you and I'm making the time for you, why am I not worth your time? Like, you need to ask yourself sometimes, why am I not worth this person's time? And if you're not worth this person's time, why are you giving this person your time? You know, like, it's these things that we need to think about and realize that we actually are worth more than what we get sometimes.
So back to me saying that it's making their life boring, is that once you now start questioning of everybody that's doing this thing in your life, you realize that maybe you only have one or none. Just like,
that's true.
Omo is looking driveway is looking stale. Not even reason before, everywhere's still, everywhere is not still. Like,
oh my days, that's funny. That's actually true, you know.
Like, nah, I get what you just mean. Everything just looks like everything is so peaceful. I'm so sorry, but when you prioritize your mental health, I'll tell you that life gets so boring.
My days. Atunuke, guy. Because now
it gets really boring. Like, nothing. That's why I always tell you, people do things for the plot. It's not like, I am thinking. It's just, it's fun. It's exciting. It's
fun, yeah.
It gets your hormones pumping, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Oxytocin. Everything is running.
Everything is running.
Life is amazing. But like,
I'm never going to lie. That is so true.
You present your mental health. It's like being an antidepressant. Everything's just so still. And everyone's just like,
man. Everything is just so like, you know, bland.
I'm not sad. But I'm not happy.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
like, exactly. Like, it's okay. It's good, but in a good level. But it's like, I want a bit more excitement, you know, here and there. A bit more. Yeah, no, I feel you.
They don't hear you. They hear you. I'm with personalized. And I heard you. But I just, because today, I was like, okay, life is so boring. Like,
I feel the same way, you know.
I was like, all you do is work and eat and watch movies. Yeah, I mean, I talk to my friends. But it's like, life is so boring. It's like,
guy.
Back last year, when my life was. I mean, I would say it was a better time. But I think things were happening. You come here and I'll be somewhere else. I'll be talking to guys. Like, it was a whole thing. Like,
guy, when I used to talk to guys, honestly, times were fun. It was fun. Like, no, genuinely speaking.
Fun. But I mean, were they good for our mental health? No.
No, they weren't, but it was fun.
I mean, some of them were okay. But, you know, I don't think they realize some of these guys. They're just.
I get it now. Like, sometimes, like, it's just even the excitement of, like, I'm talking to him. He's talking to me. We're having a good time. It's lit. Like,
So, chica, as long as we hear what you say, allow the girls to do things for the plot. I mean, at least when they, like, talk to their children, they just have so many stories to tell. Like, did you know that I dated someone that was da 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 da. You know?
Yeah, but I'm still on the boat of please let's be. I feel like okay, I understand doing this for the plot.
Please.
Yes, reasonable. Please don't be spending. Measure. Okay, this is another. Please don't be spending money on guys that are not spending money on you. I don't understand. I'm not understanding. Guys, don't spend money on people that are not spending money on you. Please. That's it. Because the stories I've heard is crazy. Someone said that a guy went to go and take out a loan in her name. What do you mean? Take out a loan in God forbid.
Absolutely. Somebody's going to die. And because it's not gonna be me. Because you took a loan out in my. How did you even get my details?
Credentials.
You're a fraud. You're a
scammer.
You know, I don't think you've heard this thing. You're offline. Criminal offensive bombastic side eyes. Are you mad?
Please. It's insane.
The trend of men complaining that women spend their money girls are spending money on guys and they're just not talking. Oh my gosh, this girl is, you know, I'm spending money on this girl. Girls are spending money on guys.
We are. Guys that we like. Capacity.
Maybe even in larger capacity. Because you're spending money on girls so you could get, like, you know, a gain somewhere. And we all know what it's for. But girls generally spend money on guys that they like. I mean, it's ridiculous amount. I'm so sorry. Like,
it's very ridiculous. Like girl, genuinely speaking,
it's nothing to spend money on. Like, to buy something nice for a guy that you like.
Do you understand? Like, for me, like, I'm guessing for you as well. Like, if I was with someone, I would be spending, because that's what I was explaining to one of my friends. Like,
it's so normal. It's just like
gifts giving isn't necessarily my love language, but I love giving gifts regardless. And if it's someone I like, why not buy him this? Buy him if I love you. But you see, this whole spending money on, because I was reading something one day and this girl was talking about how every single time she would pay for this guy's trip to come and see her, pay for his games, pay for everything, pay for his debts, pay for his scamming.
Like this, and say, girl.
Because the guy was a scammer and he'll be calling her saying that, please, I need some money.
Oh my God.
Was like thousands of dollars that this girl, I was just like, and this guy would never, never spend money on her. That's all I'm saying. I know we all want to have money. We all want to have fun and date people and do things for the club. But please, times are honestly tough right now.
Times are really tough. I think you need to be very careful of how you allow guys to view you, in the sense of, like, what is her limits? Because you know that saying, give an inch and they take a mile. So you might have said that, oh, the guy was like, oh, can you give me $5 fee for something? And you're like, sure, I mean, what's $5? And then like that, you know, it keeps, I'm not saying don't do nice things, but I'm just saying once you see that, it's a recurrent, oh my God, he's using me for money. You need to run.
You need to open your eye.
Bluff that this thing you're doing is rubbish. I know that you're only here for money, so be gone. Because
genuinely, how much are we going to do all in the name of, oh, I love him, oh, I love her? I get love. I understand it. But we need to open our eye and our ears to the things and behaviors of people. Thank you, man.
Love is not everything.
Even for relationships, it's not for marriage. It's not. There's just so many other things you need to consider.
But in terms of, like, compatibility
with somebody else,
morals, ethics, stuff like that, you need to start considering those things. Because you can love someone and they will take you for idiots. You need to bring that
idiot
back. They will take you for idiots and you say, ah, this guy is nothing, she'll just pay for this thing for me. Or, oh, I'll just ask her for this money. It's not, it happens a lot.
Let me tell you this story. Like, I've mentioned it before. I had a friend one time, and this guy, whoever you are, my sister and I were talking about this today. So we were actually quite close, like, we were friends, yeah. And then he was taking this girl out, like, we were in uni, and he was just taking this girl out, like, outside and everything, like, to take her out on a date and everything. And then this guy didn't have money to bring this girl back to school, because he had to come back. He took her for concerts, and he didn't realize how he was going to get back. He was calling me, saying, Chika did this. And let me tell you what happened. That day, someone stole my card. and took money and withdrew like
most of my money. Your card and took your money. I remember that
exactly. Oh, and he was calling me, was like, please, can you just send? I was just like, but I explained to him, I was like, I'm so sorry, I don't have this. Like, someone literally just took my money, and he was still saying that, no, please, anything you can send. And I sent him money until this day. In fact, I don't want his money because that's his business. Wherever you are, screw you, but no problem. No, we forgive and forget.
He didn't pay you back.
He would say, was always going to say, pay me back, I'll pay you back, I'll pay you back. But he never did.
Was it a lot of money?
At that time, yes, I was, how old was I? 19.
No way, it
was
like, every money is a lot of money.
It was a lot of money then. Like, I was just very irritated, because especially because I literally, on that day, like, someone stole money from me. I was upset. And I still had a bit left, and I was like, okay, let me help my friend out because I care for him and everything, only for him to take advantage of the situation and literally never pay me back. And then at a point now, I was just like, you know what? I don't even want you to pay me back, it's fine, whatever. And then we just stopped talking, because now you're actually taking me as a fool, because how can you say, I'll pay you back this day, I'll pay you back this day, I'll pay you back, like, bro, like, so that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, we care for these people, we love them, but like, pay attention to these situations, because people will take advantage of you and not care. And they will not care.
Offenders, I'm telling you that.
Repeat. With audacity as well. They'll come back and say, can I have some more?
I don't know what's funny. Like, when you start asking for your money back, it's like, I don't know that small amount. Like, why you?
Okay, if it's small, give me back.
Yeah, that's it. Sad. Like, why are you so? Ugh.
I just hate this. You see, with money, money is just very, it's very annoying when it comes to loaning money. Like, I have a friend, like, it was very calm. Like, okay, I paid for her for something, and she said she'll pay me back. And she paid me back calm, simple, easy. And I'm not even going to, I give people allowance. Okay, if you say you're not going to, if you give me a day, you're going to pay me back. Okay, fine. I don't expect you to pay me back that day. But you keep me in communication saying that, oh, I'm so sorry. But not that for months. Months will drag on. Months will drag on. I have to keep reminding you, when will you pay me this thing back? And it's like, why do we have to make this awkward? Like, we're friends. You should respect me. Like, I'm a student as, like, at the, yes, of course, at the time as well. I'm a student now. You know, like, how it is for me. And you're taking me. You're taking me for mumu because you're my friend, because I apparently love you. That's this thing of love.
Love is never enough. Love is never. I tell you that there are so many people that I've loved in the past that I've had to ultimately cut off because of bad.
Same.
And same. If you see any bad people in media, you need, I need to cut that off. Respectfully, cut me off. Yeah. Because.
Of course.
Why are you moving like you're mad? That's. I hate when people I love, especially, move like they are crazy.
Do you understand?
Can I just say that? There's a special kind of consciousness that happens when somebody you love does something that is very unhinged. And like,
but like, wow.
You think at the point, you're like, how can I love this kind of person?
Because, do you understand?
Like, that thing happened to me earlier this year, where somebody did something. And I was just like, and you think you know someone so well. Like, you say, oh, I've known this person for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And then you do something. It's just like, you know, we would be better if, you know, it's better.
Yeah. It would be better for us if we're not. Yeah, you're right. I recommend, like, sometimes just take yourself out of the situation and realize that, Omo, this love piece should not be the thing holding me, because there's so many other underlying issues. Yes, the person says they love me, but do they act like they love
me? Some people have very weird, should I say, ideas of what they think love and relationships and things like that should look like. And you tell yourself, I am above this. This is way below me. I am beyond this. Because I'll tell you that we are smarter than we look and we are. We know what's happening. Let's stop and say, oh, we see that one that I said, oh my God. There's only things that are kind of hidden in plain sight. Like, I'm like, okay, I didn't really see this coming. But some things are just very much obvious, right? And she's like, you know, I'm actually above, like, what am I doing here? You need to be like, nah, this is crazy. Walk out from the situation. Not, just keep tolerating till you have
no
more space to tolerate. Like, you need to just walk away. With the whole doing things like, I'm like, allow yourself to go through everything until, you know, you're at your wit's end and you can't take anymore. it has disadvantages. And let me just say that there's this song by Sam Smith. It's called Nothing Left For You. And it basically goes like I gave my heart to this goddamn fool. I gave him everything and now there's nothing left for you. And it's literal because when someone has finished using your emotions, your, you know, resources, your heart, your mind, your energy, you are exhausted.
Mentally.
And you're not being fair to yourself. And you're not being fair to the other people that have the ability to give you love. Because now you have nothing left to give. And this is why I said that my life was boring. Because I realized I'm in a space where if someone even came and was like, oh, da, 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 it's the way I would have nothing to say. Because I
feel, do you understand?
You know when you squeeze, like you are watching.
I feel the same way, man. No, I'm just like.
And they've squeezed, like, you just like,
they've squeezed.
I have nothing left for you.
I'm sorry. I'm
took
so.
Everything. In fact,
they really out, did, man.
So the microwave, took the rug, took the furniture. Everything here is empty. I'm sorry.
Nothing I'm so sorry.
And which is why, I mean, do the thing for yourself, but to now recuperate, like to get back to being yourself, takes like a lot of energy, a lot of self-work, a lot of like talking yourself into being yourself again. Or in fact, discovering who you are newly.
Mm.
Without this situation, who am I? You know, it's like you're trying to regenerate. And to be honest, the earlier the better, which is why I'm saying work out. Take Chika's advice and work out. Don't do what I'll do and just finish and be like, you know, I think I'm done. Work out once you're seeing the red flags and just
immediately.
Yeah.
Just because honestly, like, that's when we have these experiences that are negative, as much as we say, okay, we're doing it for fun, we're doing it, it does actually most of the time end up in tears and heartbreak. And then honestly,
like, just emotional,
just numbness. Emotional. You're exactly,
you don't care about anything and anyone. You're just,
you're drained.
You're drained.
And we're just like, it's also that also. There's also a bit of resentment towards the person that left us in that way, and also towards ourselves.
Let the resentment be there because they're mostly trash.
No, I get that, but as well, sometimes
I get what you mean by resentment. Like, it's still like it's brooding resentment. Like, you're just
exactly
resenting this person.
Yeah, exactly, and it's also like. So we have this resentment towards them and towards ourselves because it's like, how could we put ourselves through this? But then that, because of that resentment, you tend not to even see the good or the possibility of good when it comes to relationships and relationships with people, even outside, like romantic. And sometimes because we have this resentment, it's because we want an apology, or we want something, because all through that whole situation, all through that whole thing, we got nothing. And we want something, but sometimes you need to realize that.
I like the fact that you said you got nothing. Put it in.
Nothing.
Like underline.
Nothing.
You got nothing. I'm sorry. Nothing. Sorry that you didn't realize it, but you got absolutely nothing from the situation.
And you probably won't get anything. Everything.
Like, they really drained you. And you just have to.
They did. It's easier said than done, because I do understand that it's very painful, because especially when you've given so much to a person and this person, you guys just end things, and this person is probably just doing their own thing, not even thinking about you, and you're constantly reflecting on everything, trying to figure out where I went wrong, what I did, why did this person do me like this? I gave him my all, I gave her my all. But it's also like, that's why I like to advise like my friends, like to think quickly and like work out quickly, because you can do so much better and you can save yourself so much stress and time instead of having this deep dislike or deep hate towards this person and towards yourself and towards the whole situation. I used to think I wanted all the guys that have done me dirty to come to my house and apologize. No, not come to my house, but to apologize to me in some way.
Closure is
a scam. It is a scam. This closure pee that everybody is a scam. You won't feel better. No one will feel happy. Is a scam. It's a scam. Like, I'm telling you, like I said, I used to feel like that, but then I had a dream about that. My ex, all the guys that have done me dirty, came to my house, and yeah, it was not great. It was not fun. I was scarred. I was like, no, thank you. I don't want this. And I just ended up forgiving everybody at my own time. It's a healing process. It takes time. Don't worry about it. But like, that's what I would advise, because just to put yourself, just to avoid putting yourself through that mental frustration, those mental somersaults, as I like to say, I would advise, like, think about the situation clearer, see things from a different point of view instead of just seeing it from love, you know. And this closure, like, as we've mentioned, scam. This whole thing about, I want forgiveness.
Yeah, every time I've gone in for closure, I'm not looking this meeting about my life now. Every time I've gone back for closure, I've always gone back to the situation I was in before. And can I just say that the real closure is actually closing and maybe blocking and being like,
yeah, thank you.
Closure. Because you're not closing something by going back to them, you're just going back to what
to the problem.
Like, yeah,
thank you.
Chika already knows, there's this one person that I went closure. Oh, we had closure for over a year.
Imagine, guys, closure for almost a year.
Bro,
because she wants to get closure.
We kept closure. Nah.
Can you imagine? Scam. I don't recommend.
You don't want to do that situation ever.
And sometimes it even ends up not even being in your favor because, okay, you explain how you felt. The guy does not care about how you feel.
He cared about how you feel, and he.
It won't solve anything.
I mean that is this is the process. I see you. I hear you. I'll never do it again. Oh,
you're like
better, and you're like, okay. He shows you signs that he's being better, and like he gets real comfortable and he goes back down. And he's like, yeah, going through this over and over.
So it's this constant toxic cycle that you just brought yourself into because you want to seek closure.
Closure. Please, don't be for real.
Nah, the closure, like at
you're going for closure, yeah. Open your leg. Like,
you're going for closure. You're opening your legs. That is funny. Biko Ape, no, for real though.
Please take note, Abe. Way better for yourself. You need to start choosing yourself because let me tell you my mantras this year. The first one, I've stopped seeing the good in people because seeing the good in people has gotten me way better. Second thing was, don't say, oh, he's good. Oh, he has good. He's not that.
But
just call me out. I'll be always so when I used to talk about this guy. She can't be like, why are you saying he's not that bad? What do you mean not that bad? Or
not that bad. He's bad. He's bad regardless. It's not about that bad.
Not that bad. Can you see yourself? I'm talking to me and you at the same time. Can you see yourself? Let's say he's not that bad, but he's bad. Don't defend bad behavior. Like,
do not.
Keep it away from me.
But on this topic of our mantras, my mantras, take things as it is, see it as what exactly as it is and nothing more, nothing less. If you're two people just talking, see it as two people talking until other things are established, see it as it is. Second mantra is my other mantra is walk in faith, not in fear. So that one is like more like personal goals, like, you know, walk like I'm choosing faith.
Everybody
should not in fear. Like everyone, walk in faith. Like God does amazing. If you read the Bible, if you see the things people have done in that Bible, when they're walking in faith, like genuinely speaking, walking in faith and not in fear, and just have fun. I'm telling you, I have the most fun when I don't think about, oh, I want to, like when I'm out and like at an outing and I'm thinking like, oh, I'm not really interested in moving to any guy. Like, I'm not really interested in, like, I have the most fun. I'm talking. One night I was drunk with my friends like a few weeks ago and we were just dancing. It was fun. But yeah, like when you're just having the most fun and not really overthinking everything.
When you are like the center of your, oh my gosh, can I just say that? Lately, I've been having like this whole main character syndrome thing. I dance my way to gym on the road. Like, I just put my music in. I don't care who's looking at me. I'm like,
I'm doing my thing on the treadmill. I'm telling you.
And when you're in that state of, should I say, single to stupidhood, is the best. it's literally, you never have that time ever again.
I'm having a great time. I'm not even going to lie. I'm single. I'm having a good time. Because I'm like, I don't care about any of these guys here. I'm going to the gym. I'm doing me. And
gym. You're doing things on your own terms.
On my own terms. I'm not trying to look good for men. I'm trying to look good for me.
I do hairstyles that I just feel like, oh, this looks cute. Like, not
exactly.
And you know, you're just in a place where you're just doing things
for you. It's a good feeling. It's an amazing feeling. I'm just really on the mindset of, let me do things that I want to do, that I feel like. And if someone likes it, they do. If someone doesn't like it, they don't. I keep it moving. We day, regardless. Goal is have fun,
enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life, man. You know, do you. Stop overthink. I know social media allows us to overthink this whole thing of dating, but honestly, have fun. But have fun smart, in a smart way.
Very smart way.
But yeah, I think that's the episode. Unless Atinux, you have anything else to say?
No, just go into the world and have fun.
Have a great time. Yeah. Be smart. Be safe. Yeah. You know, be confident. You are a star, girl, boy, human. You're a lovely person. You know, love you as always.
Yeah, thank you. Fun. Thanks for listening.
Hope you guys enjoyed the episode as well. We had fun. This was great.
Yes, it was so fun.
This was a great episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. When talk to us, get to chat up with us on Euscary Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Send us a message on Twitter. We might get that one on Twitter, but on Instagram, I'm not sure because Instagram is
even dead now. Ew.
Our personal pages, like, that's fine. It's also fine. But yeah, thanks guys so much.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.